Do you feel weighed down by the weight of the world? Do you feel anxious about different situations that you may be put in? Do you feel depressed and feeling like there's no way out? Well, I'm here to tell you that there is a way out, and that way is Jesus Christ. Welcome to God-Centered Mental Health. I'm your host, Kane Shea. Today we'll be talking about anxiety and what that means, and how you can learn to cope with it and bring it to the Lord. So yeah, we will be talking about that, and let's get right into it. All right, so anxiety is a huge thing that I feel like a lot of people face. It's one of the biggest mental health issues that the world is faced with, especially in the United States, and I feel like it is the perfect one to talk about today. I've been going through a little bit of anxious spell just with graduating and figuring out what my path is going to be and what my life is going to look like. I've just been a little anxious, been a little worried about stuff. But I have been just bringing it to Philippians 4:6. And this verse just really reminded me what to do when you feel anxious and what to do when you feel overwhelmed and just really down in the dumps about things. So let's read it. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So what does that mean for us? It means that we must be vigilant, and we must stay strong through the Lord Jesus Christ. And how we do that is by bringing our worries, our fears, bringing them to Christ in prayer, and being thankful for the things that we do have. So I think that's a huge thing that is really understated in the current layout of American Christianity, is just showing thanksgiving towards God and what He has already done for us. In your moments of anxiety, I love just being able to bring different sets of prayer to God and being just aware of God's presence when I'm praying, and remembering, as I said in the last episode, just remembering what God has already done for me, recalling and bringing things to the Lord in thanksgiving. If you place your cares on the Lord, He will take care of you. It may not be immediate, but the Lord does not forget His people. And prayer is something that really, really does work. Talking to God, bringing your worries and bringing your cares and placing them on Him and just asking Him for things and to ease your burden is a very powerful thing that does work. And I think that's something that we can just look at more intently every day, because the Lord is present in our lives. He is active. He is moving even when we don't see it. And we just need to lean on that truth. Lean on the Lord. So prayer cannot be understated. Prayer is such an underutilized thing in the church. Often it's the last thing we do. We do it as a last resort when it should be the first thing. So when we feel anxious, when we feel just like we're not good enough, like there's not enough time in the day to do everything that we want to do, we just have to bring it to the Lord and he will satisfy us even when it doesn't feel like it. So, yeah, I feel like that's just a really, really good way to leave us. So, I'll read Philippians 4:6 again, and something that we can meditate on and go throughout our week just remembering. So, yeah, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to God's Honor Mental Health. Just a reminder that we will release new episodes every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. And we'll be bringing new multiple episodes a day for the next couple weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you, guys. And let's just be united in prayer and just know who we can rely on through everything. So thank you, guys, and God bless.